Cliff Central, man, you know, please, I can use the number Wi-Fi M70, love, you know, and just talk to us, talk to us. We're hanging out with a very, you know, a very, very important person today. Very important today, person today. He's 31 years old and his name is Ipiling Kuno, and he's accomplished so much. I mean, he's ran about 2 Oceans Marathon on crutches. You know, he's just a fun, loving guy, you know, and yeah. And like, Ipiling,
my guy,
what's up, my ninja?
I'm cool, man. Great to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've said all these things about you. You've accomplished so much. You've run 2 Oceans Marathon. Is that what you say about yourself? When we say, Ipiling Kema?
I'd say, I'm a new runner. So, this is like me starting out. Yeah.
Okay, so this is new.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've got barely a year in. So, yeah. Quite recent, you know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because you know, let's get into this thing so that we actually, you know, we got this disability that you have. I don't even know how to pronounce this, right? Septo-optic dysplasia.
Dysplasia.
It sounds like a dish, like an expensive dish.
My guy.
Yeah.
My guy. It took me a while to get there.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
So how do you say? How do you pronounce it?
Septo-optic dysplasia. It took me a while. It still doesn't sound right. Hey, yeah.
It still sounds like an expensive dish.
Exactly.
Like when you're out on a date, like, what are you gonna eat?
Septo-optic dysplasia.
I was like, so and obviously this septo-optic dysplasia is what? Explain it to us. Talk to us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It turns out I don't have a disability. It's called a brain deformity. So I was freaked out when I heard that. So there's something wrong with me. They're like, no, just born without balance. So yeah, basically, I was born without balance. It affects my balance and my eyes as well. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, so when you're standing straight, like, you can't balance.
I can't stand straight because I can't balance. So, okay. Yeah, I struggle. I fight against gravity. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so just, I want to know. Now I'm curious. I'll always ask.
Yeah.
So does it feel like you know when someone's drunk and maybe the ground comes closer because I eat as a rib chupili.
You feel
like everything is coming to you. And the ground is coming up.
No, you know what? Take a car, like maybe spin, like maybe half five. It's more like that sometimes when I wake up, because like I'll be like, need to hold on to something, otherwise I get lower.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And that's happened a couple of times.
Not really. Hey, funny enough.
You've never fell?
Nah. I only fell like for the first time on my crutches like 3 weeks ago. So, yeah.
Okay. And you were born with this?
Yeah.
Okay, take us through that. You were a kid. Take us through your childhood.
I was born with it. My mother, I think I was probably diagnosed as a cerebral palsy, so it was always very contentious issues, because whenever I'd go to my physios, they'd say, you are cerebral palsy, but I could speak clearly because cerebral palsy affects your speech. So I mean, I grew up, I struggled holding things when I was growing up and stuff like that. So apparently it affects my focus as well. So I'd look at things like for a while, I'd focus on things like longer than the average person. So it was quite, I was an odd kid out, but it was very nice because I got like money, like strangers would always give me money. So, and I saved that up myself. I'm showing Quebec a channel with Bill Gates by now.
You grew up in Soweto.
No, I was born in Soweto. Yeah. Then we're from Rustenburg, so I grew up in Rustenburg. But pretty much grew up in boarding school, so I don't have really place a kekare. No, that's my home. You know. Grew up in boarding schools.
Where boarding school? Where?
I was in boarding school Kumafike. I was in boarding school in Pretoria. I was boarding school in Hartbeespoort Dam. So I was pretty much that.
Well, you know boarding school kids. Were you one of those naughty kids?
My guy. I got those week suspensions a couple of times. You know, whenever I'd come home, my mother would be like, what do you want? I'd be like, no, they're painting the hostel rooms and stuff, you know. And I don't think, but even now, she knows I was expelled.
Balance or not balance.
They don't care. I balanced that out. Yeah.
Or you balance that out.
That was sorted.
You know, Rebotaki.
Yeah.
There's certain things that we don't understand.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, you know, even with my mom.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, we just thought, oh, no, man, this is just a person who's just lashing out and, you know. But she had bipolar, and we didn't understand that, right? And nakong batlo chalo re nomelio twas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't you get some of those things, like, growing up?
Yeah, I think
for people to understand.
From my family's side, it was, like, a bit negative. They were on some notes. Hanse pa miseko kere game, bailon rappel.
Yeah. My mother,
like, not happening. No, it didn't happen.
Oh, it didn't happen. Yeah, you didn't get more fire.
No,
you...
no. The fire kids are new.
Yeah.
Back then, it was like more. I kids,
holy water.
Yeah. You drink all kinds of things. So, I survived through that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What religion do you follow?
I'm a Christian, but I think as Kihola, right now I believe in karma more than anything else. Eh?
Yeah,
I believe in karma more than
what
anything
goes
else.
Around
comes around.
Comes around. Yeah,
sure,
yeah,
sure.
Has
yeah.
anything come back to you?
Yeah,
it's karma thing.
Yeah, no, but I was a naughty kid at child, so
yeah.
My principal, I was supposed to be prefect go like my final year go high school, and she literally told me, like, listen, you've got this reputation, there's no way we're gonna let you become prefect.
Yeah.
Yeah. She literally sponsored the vote, and she was like, listen,
you've
got a reputation and
there's no way.
There's no way we're gonna let the school. You're gonna lose the school if you're not prefect. I was like, okay, maybe that's karma.
You must have been bad. If they think we're gonna lose a school.
Yeah.
Because of you.
Yeah.
Tell us one of the naughtiest things you've done.
Okay, so I wasn't actually naughty.
You were just normal.
I could just negotiate. So what happened was I went to an African school. So when I got there, my mother was like, well, it's a school for special kids with special needs. So like we're very limited in terms of choices.
Yeah.
But it was an African school. So when I got there, my mother was like, listen, you have to be taught in English.
How
to root to Africans.
Like,
you know, that was just a no-no.
Hunting apartheid.
Yeah. So my mother went to the department of thing, and I was also starting to get the whole hate thing because I can't eat pap. Like, pap as in mealy pap and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't eat pap. So for these white folks, they were like, what is wrong
with
you?
Yeah.
Well, now you come with new tendency.
And
you
can't
are now
eat pap.
English. You don't eat pap. What is this? On another offense. So already I was getting that. And one day I walked into the principal. I was like, listen, I don't mind learning your language, but I also want to be taught in English first language. So I don't mind doing first language. First
and then
language,
Afrikaans. Yeah.
So I did two first languages. And I think the principal, we started having like this relationship.
Yeah.
Weird relationship because I was naughty as hell.
Yeah.
But the principal knew that, like, listen, I could negotiate. So she was like, listen, if you put it that way, then it's cool. So what do you want to do with your other subjects? I was like, science and stuff, I'd like to do them in English.
Yeah.
Maths, I don't mind. We'll do Viskendenyana.
I knew
at some point, the school, I think from... when you're able to choose your subjects, the school had like this business. We did like business subjects, so I knew that like I was gonna lose the math. So I was like, what's wrong? You know. Yeah.
So tell me, with Africans,
you
know, a lot of people. I mean, we go to corporate.
Yeah.
And corporate is still run by white Africans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're that black person that can speak Afrikaans, you know, sometimes it's at your advantage. You know, even in how you grow in the company.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have been saying that. Has Afrikaans really worked for you?
Afrikaans helped me when I was in Pretoria. I used to do my doctor's appointments in Afrikaans. I did like just about all the any meetings that I had in Pretoria.
Yeah.
Say, hello, my name is you know.
Yeah.
They would just, when I popped in there, they were like, oh, you black.
Okay.
And it would work in my favor.
I'll shop at the appointment.
Yeah.
So that it can be quicker.
Yeah. There was like literally this one physio appointment that I was trying to schedule, and the lady was like, no, we full for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then you called, and then
later,
you spoke in Afrikaans.
Yes. Gave them same name, same ID number. When I got there, the lady was like, hi,
on this fall,
like,
no, yeah.
You guys gave me a booking and I gave them the ID number. It's like, oh, okay. You know, yeah.
I want to test you in Afrikaans.
My guy hit me.
Baie mooi.
Baie mooi. What my dad knows.
Baie mooi is?
Very nice.
Pop Moy, right?
Oh, Pop Moy. Oh,
right? When you buy a Moy, it's what? Pop Moy, right? Remember those Trappe van Vat?
Trappe van Vat? Like, no, dude, I didn't.
You didn't do that.
No.
But you
no,
know,
I did. When Trappe van Vat.
Yeah.
Surely, okay, I was in like.
No, my guy.
Epiling.
Buy a Moy. Pop Moy.
Pop Moy, yeah.
Right? And buy a Swart. A Spek Swart, right?
Oh, okay.
A donker zwart, right?
No, guys.
Buy a coat. It's ace Moor, coat.
Is it not Moor coat?
A Moor coat. Yeah, because we'll say, hey, Moor, it's coat.
Yeah,
eh?
It's Moor coat.
We are hanging out with Ipi Leng, and he's living with a disability, and you know, he's run two Oceans Marathons, but he's also here to chat to us about some of the projects that he's doing. But we're also talking about our topic today, how being disabled and being in a relationship, what are some of the advantages and disadvantages, or what are some of the things that you get from people that, or you know, that they don't understand about you being in a disabled relationship, and maybe misconceptions, right? We're coming back to you after this. Cliffcentral.com. All right, like I said, we hang out with Ipi Leng, and you know, he's done Body Ocean Marathon, and he's done almost everything that you can think about. And he's also very naughty. He went to an African school, but he can't speak Afrikaans. He's a negotiator. This man, he's all in one. You know, he's all in one. Man, keep it zonke, kahle kahle. And he's living with a disability that sounds like a very expensive dish, and it's called septo-optic dysplasia, and which is a disability, a balance, right?
Yeah.
And this is a disability that you can be born with. And it just says, or you know, it's a brain abnormality. Yeah. You know, my content producer is American, so abnormality. Yeah. My guy, take us through the Two Oceans Marathon. You are there. Take us through it. And like, why would I not return to when I would matter?
My guy, okay, 2016, I was super overweight. So I was like,
yeah.
I think at some point I started buying secondhand clothes.
Yeah.
Because I was like, there's no way I was going to spend money on rent. So my mother was pissed off. She was like, but what do you want to in all these dodgy places, all right, she was like, that is not gonna fly, you know.
We're on Cliff Central. Maybe white people don't know what Dopa is. Maybe it's a good thing that they don't know what Dopa is, because we get some good stuff from there,
apparently.
yeah.
So, yeah, man, I started running then, and I was like, listen, I like this. As much as it was sore and all that, but yeah, I came back refreshed, feeling better, and yeah, started.
You're on crutches.
I'm on crutches.
You're running.
I'm running.
Before you ran, obviously there was a plan, or okay, kitomatabiangari crutch, because I don't think I'd be able to run in crutches, right? It's like having four legs.
Yeah.
Okay, so you plan or kitomatabiang?
Nah. I just went with emotion, faster motion
of your movement.
So I get that's what your running is as well.
You sort
of like lean forward and start lifting your feet, and you
and
go
it's
faster.
The same thing as
same thing. Yeah.
All right. So and then you start jogging, ukukasi or wherever you are.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning, like, but was because I also didn't want people to say, "Yo, Stuja Samat," and all,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, Stuja Sadi crutches.
You know,
yeah.
that is even worse. You know, So
and then you got into a club or what?
No, I just started running, and there was a guy with long hair runs. He's like, I'm running on the dam, Kwarti. So I was like, yeah guy. Signed me up for 21, and the guy signed me up for 10K. I was actually pissed off. Well, I was new, but you know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah, man, we did the 10K. It was like totally a learning curve. I mean, just the technicality fell at Zahoma meets, because I'm on crutches. It's something different, because I had to wait, drink water, and I had to make sure that I don't wet my hands, because I'm gripping my crutches and I'm wearing gloves, so if we tell like I'm easy, then you wet your hands, you're gonna slip. So I struggled, I think, the first 5Ks, because I was still learning how to run a marathon on crutches.
Yeah.
So yeah, it opened my eyes, and yeah, from
how
there,
many kilometers is Two Oceans?
Two Oceans, I did 21. the 21Ks. Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Ah, my guy, apparently, yeah, my nickname is Crazy Legs. So.
Yeah, oh, Crazy Legs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, you know, obviously, you prepare for the marathon.
Yeah.
Right? You have to prepare.
Yeah.
Was there any point, or even some of the marathons that you've run, especially when you started out, where you were like, "Boy, this thing is not happening," where you wanted to give up?
I think that would be two oceans, eh?
Yeah.
Two oceans. What happened was, I was super nervous. I was super nervous got two oceans because now you're carrying the Mandela tag on you, and so
you carry Mandela tag.
Yeah, I was raising funds for the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You have to make your medal time. So it was like...
But firsthand. I'm running for charity. Yeah, if I make it, I make it. If I don't make it, I don't make it.
But like now you're wearing the Nelson Mandela brand. I mean, how are you going to feel wearing that?
Mandela, I am a nyan. I'm tired.
Yeah,
Mandela, so, yeah, stop it.
I mean, I think 3Ks, 500 meters into that run... into the race, I was like, I am tired, I'm sweating. Now, this is me, absolutely dry, I'm not tired, I'm breathing normally, but just psychology fail, I'm like, I'm tired, I can't do this anymore. You know what? I'm not sure why am I here.
Yeah.
This is me telling myself that, and man.
And then Mandela's here on your chest.
No, I wasn't looking at him at the time, I was just like, you know what?
He's like, Epele.
My guy, man, I eventually started running, and then 18Ks, that's massive difficulties because the road was uneven, like one side would be low, one side, the other side would be quite high, and it was like very
careful. Oh, and now you're on crutches.
Yeah, so I had like cramps. I've never had cramps before, so it was the first time I experienced that cramps, and I'm running against time, and I think we wasted something like 20 minutes,
Eddie
cramp and all that. And I was just so, am I going to get my medal?
And you still made your medal time.
I made my medal. So,
nice one.
Yeah.
Nice one. So I want to talk about this thing. Obviously, how has this shaped you as a human being?
I believe I can do anything right now, hey?
Yeah.
I believe I can do anything right now. I just walked from Cape Town. I mean, I just went to... from Pretoria to Cape Town, 2002 Ks, and I'm back here. Yeah.
You walked?
Yeah.
But how sharp, right? No, I'm being honest. How sharp? No, how sharp? Like, where's Alang? Like, don't you have other things that you can do?
I told you, the name Crazy Legs. So,
yeah. And why were you doing that? Was this for a cause?
It was for disability awareness type of a thing, so yeah.
Do you get sponsors?
We're looking for sponsors, so yeah.
But you've already walked Cape Town.
Yeah.
What else can we sponsor after this? What else can we
maybe
sponsor?
Maybe I want to walk through Africa. Who knows, eh?
Maybe who knows?
Yeah.
Let's sponsor you to walk through Africa. If you're listening out there and you're a corporate and you want to sponsor Epileng, he's planning to walk through Africa because he's already walked from Pretoria to Cape Town. That's amazing. Bwana, when we come back, we're talking about Ilona, relationships and disability. We're going to get into it. Now we're going to hash it because there's a lot of things that people want to know, you know, and maybe you could just enlighten us, you know, especially Tinabantu who just think what we know when we don't know. And you could just clear some of the misconceptions about, you know, being in a relationship and living with a disability, right? We're talking to Epileng when we come back after this.